Today's shiur is Mitzvah Lamed Tes, Mitzvah number 39. And we are still in Parshas Yisro, a couple more, three more, I think, in Parshas Yisro, as we conclude this discussion. Today's mitzvah is also related to Avodah Zarah, which we had a number of mitzvahs related to that in the beginning of the Aseret Dibros. The mitzvah is Shelo La'asos Tzuros Afilu Lenoi. One is not allowed to make forms, even for beauty. Meaning, even if I'm not going to worship this form, I'm still not allowed to make it. We alluded to this Aveira, Mitzvah Lametes, when we did Mitzvah Chav Zayin, which was at the beginning of the Aseret HaDibros. We discussed Mitzvah Chav Zayin, Shelo La'asos Pesel. But we said then that what's the difference between that Mitzvah Chav Zayin and this Mitzvah Lametes? The Sefer HaChinuch himself says, this is, sir, is what? Shelo La'asos Tzuros Adam Mishum Davar. One is not allowed to make any form of a human being out of any material, hein mi matchos, whether it's out of metal, hein mi eitz ve'evin v'zulasam, or out of wood or out of stone, I'm not allowed to chisel. The Isser are making a statue. That you make in a human form, that is this Isser. And if you turn the page for a second, we'll come back to the continuation. The Sefer HaChinuch says, V'lav de lo sasa l'cha pesel shekadim inyano, the law of Mitzvah of Zion, which we had earlier, shelo nasa shum tzura shetayaved, that was any tzura. V'zeh halav miyuchad l'tzuras adam, shelo nasa oso klal afilu lanoi. Right, but this one is specifically forms of human beings and forms connected to human beings. We'll see what that means. Vizela harchig avodah zarah. And again, this is an isser harchaka to keep us away from actual avodah zarah. As we mentioned yesterday, we got to start making a new list of all the siyage d'oraisa. So yesterday, lo sachmo, lo sisave, we had a discussion, they were a little siyag d'oraisa. And here too, the Sefer HaChinuch says it explicitly. Okay, so this is the isser of making a human form. The Rambam, he says explicitly, only human beings, as I said. What about animal forms? So that's mutter. Making any type of statue of an animal. Nobody bows down to animals these days, or even then. So therefore, there is no Isser. That's what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph. Anything that is human related is going to be Isser. We'll talk about what that means, human related. What about the Malachim? What about constellations, bechein aser. Let's skip that for a second now. But the last line, tzuros habehemos v'shar nefesh chaya, any type of animal, chutz min ha'adam, v'tzuros ilanos v'deshaim b'chayotze behen, or trees, mutar latzurosam, v'afilu ha'isa tzura boletes, even if it is a statue, it's not recessed on a wall, but it's really a three-dimensional item that is mutter when it comes to animals. Only thing that is usser in this isser is when it comes to people. There is a difficult Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, because the Rambam seems to contradict himself. Because the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Lo Sase Dalid, this isser, Shehiziranu Measo Tzuros Mine Balechayim. Any being, Balechayim, that includes animals. Mina Eitzim, Avanim, Vamatachos. The Echronim point out that it seems to be that the Rambam was Choserbo. That even though in Sefer HaMitzvahs he included animals, Rav Chaim Heller points us out that it must be that he was Choserbo and it's only people. Okay, so let's get into the Isser. So one is not allowed to make an issue of statues. We're going to talk about related topics as we get to them. V'yafilu lanoi, even for beauty. Shenamar lo sasun iti. As the Pasuk says at the end of Yisro, don't make with me lo sasun iti elohei chesef elohei zahav v'darshu zechronim levracha. And chazal darshan, what does it mean iti? Hashem says, don't make with me lo sasun osi. Don't make a physical form of me. How do we make a physical form of God? It's one of the animamis. He does not have a physical form. Klomar, lotasun dimyon osatsura, dahainu gufa adam. Shekasafti aleha besorasi, naase adam betzalmeinu. We know every person has a tzelem alokim. We're connected to God. Somehow we mirror God. Whatever that means. We can't even say the words. But we, obviously not in a physical sense, but our neshama is chelik elokam imal. Whatever that means. So, that's what Chazal Darshan, don't make with me, don't make me, God says. He can't make pictures of you, because you, human beings, are like me. What part of man is similar to God, or at least shayach to talk about in that world? The seichel. The intellect of man. That's the only thing that connects to God. Nothing physical from us connects to God. Umashamar bitzalmeinu achelik haseichel shebaadam. Bibnei shaseichel kulo hu bo baruchu. Because the seichel all comes from Hashem. Avol ein shum dimyon acher. Beino baruchu uvein shum birya minivrav chalila. Sefer Chinuch says, keep in mind that there's really no connection between human beings and God. The only slight connection, and it's even not such a connection. It's a connection enough that we can learn this halacha from it, and that is our Seicha. The Ritva says also, the Ritva emphasizes in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel, where these sugyas come up, says the Ritva, it's a mashal. It doesn't really mean it, but it is a mashal. The Chinuch might be alluding to the Ramban. The Ramban ala Torah on this pasuk of Nasa Adam Bitzalmeinu. Rashi already deals with. Why does it say Nasa Adam in plural? Let us make man. Should be Ese Adam. So Rashi says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is an Anav. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings his whole entourage, he brings his whole bezdin with him when he makes decisions, kaviyachol. So he says, you know what? Let's make man, nasa adam. And all the many midrashim talk about that the malachim are discussing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu whether man should be created or not. Right? Emes, sheker, shalom, chesed, all the different powers and kochos of angels are discussing with Hashem. Ultimately, it was Ese. But it says Nasa to teach us derech eretz. But if you look in the Ramban is a different shot of Rashi on Nasa Adam. Says the Ramban, Nasa means from above and from below. Because man is a composite being. Kfar HaReis Alada, says the Ramban, Ki HaElokim Bara Yesh Me'ayin B'yom Rishon Levado. On the first day, God created something from nothing. V'achar Kach Mina Yesodo Sahema Nevram Yatsar V'asa. This is the Ramban Shita. That on day one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the matter to create everything else in life. And after day one, it was all Yesh Me'yesh. It was all something from that matter God created. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yesh Me'ayin, something from nothing, and then Yesh Me'yesh. But after that, he says, Nase Adam, what does that mean? Shetot Ani V'Ha'aretz Haniskeres Nase Adam. Shetotzi Ha'aretz HaGuf Mi'yisod Oseha. The earth gives the body. Kasher Asta Be'Behema U'V'Chaya, just like by the animals. V'Yitein Hu Yisparach HaRuach Mi'Pi Elyon. D'Chsiv Ha'Yipach Pa'ap Av'Nish Paschayim. As it says, he blew into us a neshama of life. That came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Chinuch says here. The connection that we have is with our Seicha, with our Neshama. That's how we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's this Isser of making any type of human figure. Turning over the page. So Valavdos, we already read the next paragraph, that this connects to the previous Aver, which was more inclusive, of making other forms as well. Dinei HaMitzvah. What about some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Kegon, ha'oset suras adam chaser aver echad, o yoser madino. What if I make a tsura of man missing a limb? Missing a limb. What's the halacha? So that is a major discussion. So we'll start off with the Shulchan Aruch. All these halachas are in Yeredeya Kuf Mem Aleph. Yeredeya Kuf Mem Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch, there are two se'ifim that one has to do for this specific halacha. Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Dalet, Asur l'sayer tsuro shebim adar shchina kegon dalet panem bahadi adadi v'chein tsura srafim v'ofanim v'malachay esharis. One is not allowed to make the forms of angels. Angels, can't draw angels. Angels aren't physical. What we think are angels. We're not supposed to draw that. What the Gemara says, the four faces on God's throne. V'chein tsuras adam levado kol elu asur l'asos v'afilu heim l'noi. Halacha l'maisa. Somebody is making in the statue business. So you can't, one cannot make an entire human being as a statue. And even if a guy made it, you can't have it. Even if a guy made it, you can't have it, keep it in your possession. Why? Because of chshad, you're not supposed to have it in your possession. That's one. We'll get to the next halacha in a second, but skip for the siv zayin. Yesh misha omer. Said the Shulchan Aruch, there are those that say, this is the Rush. The Rush has a big kula. The Rush says, Shelo asru b'tsuras adam v'darkon eladafka b'tsura shlema. B'kalei v'areha. Only an entire human body. Avol tsuras rosh. What if you have a bust of a human head? O guf below rosh, or a body without a head? Ein bashum iser. Lo b'motso v'lo b'oseha. V'chein nohagin. Shulchan Aruch says, if it's not an entire body, we can be mekel. The Shach is machmir, the Ritva is machmir, but the Rush is mekel, and the Rush is quoted in this Shulchan Aruch. So, where does this come up? Dolls. Dolls! Is there any halachic issue with dolls? So you might have heard of certain bubbies that used to knock off the nose or the ear of dolls. Why this halacha? Because there's an iser. If you have an entire human form, you're not allowed to make it. B, you're not allowed to even keep it in your possession, the Shulchan Aruch said. The Shulchan Aruch was make, although, if it's missing a limb. And therefore, especially if it's just a head. So, therefore, it says, even though the Shach says, l'chadchila, it should be machbir. So maybe one shouldn't even make busts. But, that is the issue of dolls. The Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner writes in the Shuva, that if somebody has a doll, Mishiesh lo buba, betoch beso, im yadayim baraglayim, this is chelik, zayin sim and kufla medalin. Is there any issue? So he says, davar pashut, the tsura shlema upanim shalem, aser lahashos, vitzorach lifgom hapanim kahalacha. Gotta knock off a nose. Gotta knock off a piece of the doll. That's what Rav Vosner says among other poskim. There are, though, kulas when it comes to dolls. For at least one of four reasons. I'll just read you that. I'll tell you the reasons. The various poskim talk about this. Reason number one is that the Gemara says if something is treated in a bizayon, disgraceful way, then there's no issue here. So dolls, what do kids do with dolls? They drag them around, they throw them, they don't act with them, don't put them on a pedestal, right? They're used to bizayon. Heter number one. Maybe there's no iser there. Heter number two, a second reason quoted, the Maharit suggests the iser is only if there is something that's stationary and fixed. That's in the parsha of Avodah Zarah. Something that you take with you. You sleep next to it, you take with you, that's an Avodah Zarah. That's not in the parsha. That's not included in this iser of creating these images. Number three, some say that if it is known that they are not worshipped and they're made to play with, that is also a heter. That's what Rav Avadia has a tshuva where he's quoted as saying that because they are made, everybody knows that they're made to serve for toys as children, they're not used for objects of worship, therefore it could be mutter. That is a heter number three. Okay, anyway, that's three heter, and we'll mention. So that's why the minhag olam in many places is to not to worry about dolls. The problem is, let's say somebody has a very fancy doll. Like you pay a lot of money for dolls, and you don't drag them on the floor, and you don't schlep them with you, you put them up on a pedestal. Then there's more issues there. Forget dolls, that's step one. What about trophies? Some of the poskim talk about trophies, having a trophy. You lose a bunch of the heterim. You still have the heter of, everybody knows you don't worship them. But they're not treated b'derech bizayin, and they are stationary. It's more of an issue. Rav Belsky is quoted in an article I found online as ossering. Trophies are problematic. Just don't, unless you have just a head. But a lot of times these trophies are whole bodies. Got to take off an ear. Take off something, or just if somebody's getting trophies for a tournament, get basketballs, get tennis rackets, get something else on the top of the trophy. Because yes, yesh malchum lahakel, there is malchum lahakel, but according to some poskim, this loses some of the heterim of dolls, and therefore, what could be machmir? But again, one should ask their local rav to know exactly what the minhag is. The minhag in many places regarding these issues are lakula, but one should be aware that there are issues here. Again, there are other, a shetel head. I saw some posts can discuss that you put the shetel on. So again, it's only a head. So the Shulchan Aruch maker is makel. I would say, even if, according to the Shach, who says the Chachili wants to be machmir, does that really look like a head? Okay, that's the form of a head, but it doesn't really look like a person. And you treat it derech bizayon, and you put a shetel on it. You don't treat, it's not, something that it's made out of styrofoam. It's not made out as a davar chashev. So I think, yesh makom lahakel there too. One doesn't have to, make sure, even though the stuff comes out anyway, but one doesn't have to be machmir there. Okay, so that's one of the issues of dolls and trophies. Let's continue. The Yasser Pratem of Warm, again, we didn't pass an alakhala maisi here, we're just bringing up issues. Feel free to ask, your local, Rav for, Lamaisa. The Yasser Pratem of Warm, Beverk Shlishi, me Avodah Zarah. These are issues discussed in Avodah Zarah. Uber Vesecha Sanhedrin, Amru Zarchanu Lavracha, Shalav Azil Kola Unyana Machirim. In Sanhedrin Dav Zayin, this Isser is said to include other Isurim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Dav Zayin darshins that you're not allowed to be a judge, be paid to be a judge. Right, you hire a judge because he gives a lot of money. That's also included. That is also included in the in this pasuk be mamda a dayan she'eino hagun based on money. V'no hagis b'chol makom v'chol zman b'zachar medakevus. It applies to men and women all times. The over aleha v'asa tsuras adam afilu lanoi. Somebody violates over al mitzvahs melech. Get the yisid araisa klomar v'ein b'chiyav malchus. No malchus. This is a mystery. Why shouldn't there be malchus here? Why is there no malchus according to the chinuch? The Rambam says mefurish is malchus. The Minchas chinuch says the Rambam. The chinuch always follows the Rambam. I know what the chinuch is doing here. The Rambam says explicitly when in his list in Hilchos Sanhedrin of the chiyuve malchus that you get malchus here. For some reason, the chinuch does not say that you get malchus. The Minchas chinuch suggests in Os Zion maybe it's because three lines earlier he said there's another Aveira about the Dayan that's included in this Isser, which makes it what's called a Lav Shebeklalos, a Lav that includes many different Averos, like Losoklo Al Adam and the like, and therefore you don't get Malchus for a Lav Shebeklalos, but it's not called a Lav Shebeklalos by Chazal. So it's difficult to know exactly why the Sefer HaChinuch says that there is no Malchus, but that's what he says. Before we get back to another couple of Halachos, just to mention one Dvar Drush on this Pasuk. One Vajush on the Pasuk, I saw it both in the Pardes Yosef and in the Tam Bedas by Rav Sternbach. He says, I'll be Drush, if you read the Pasuk closely, Lo sasin iti Elohe chesef, velohe zahav lo sasu lochem. Says Rav Sternbach, I'll read it from Rav Sternbach. Shamati remez bazeh, there's a remez. When a person is very poor and he gets a little bit of money, he realizes it's coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. As we get a little richer, as we get more money, we start taking credit ourselves. Not totally. We realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu was still giving me. But, you know, a little bit me. Once we finally get so much, become an Ashir, it's all me. It's all me. It's human nature. The more we get, the more we forget about God. So he says, that's alluded to in the Pasuk. Lo sasun iti Elohe chesef. Right? Don't make with me Elohe chesef. Don't make your silver. Silver is already a mila. It's not gold, but it's already a mila. So at that stage, you're with me. Meaning, don't take credit with me. Lo sasun iti Elohe chesed. Don't make your silver a god with me. Velohe zahav, lo sasu lachem. Then you're gonna take the credit yourself. Zahav symbolizing real ashiris, then you gotta be careful that don't take the total credit yourself. So he says that's, shechoshiv kochiv otzim yado asal asachai lazeh, omna kishemis asher yoser umar belatzmo zahav, nase azov levada lo himshalo, vahainu elohe zahav lo sasu lachem, lo namar sham iti, shalulish koach az legamre, meelokenu yisbarach shemal. Okay, that's just a drush related to this pasuk. Okay, let's go back for a minute. In Os Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch discusses another important Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and in Rosh Hashanah, I'll read it from Avodah Zarah on Daf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, says, you know what else is included in this pasuk? One is not allowed to make forms that there were of the Beis HaMikdash. Lo Yasa Adam, Bayis Tavnis Heichal, Achsadra, Tavnis Ulam, Chatzir Tavnis Azara. You can't build your backyard in the exact dimensions that the Azara was. Shulchan Tavnis Shulchan. You can't build a Shulchan in the exact dimensions the Shulchan was. Menorah Tavnis Menorah. You can't build a Menorah Tavnis Menorah. What can you do? Why could we have Chanukios on Chanukah? Because it has eight, it doesn't have seven. The one in the base of English had seven. You can have one. Aval Osa, who shall have, shall vav, shall ches, shall zayin lo yasa, afilu shall mini matris. Sometimes you see in shuls, on the wall, you have a menorah, connected like parallel in the base of Migdash, with seven branches. Could be a big problem. So this is Daraisa right here. Talks about whether that if it's in the form. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Kuf Mem Aleph. And the Shulchan Aruch says, even if it's not in the exact form of a menorah, in the menorah of the base of Migdash, even if it's circular, right, this comes up. Let's say, Baruch Hashem, a couple is blessed with five children. So a woman wants to get a leichter with seven branches. So is that okay to have a seven branch leichter? It might be better to have a two and a five, because a two is for the zachar and shamar, but two and five around. But to have a one, poskim discuss there. This is a big issue. If one has a seven branch leichter, a candelabra, so then that could be an issue of this iser. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, he has a very strong. He doesn't ask it here, but he alludes to what he says elsewhere in Mitzvah Reish Nundalad. Later on, Reish Nundalad in the Mitzvah of Yira Min Hamikdash, the Minchas Chinuch asks a simple question. This iser is quoted based on this pasuk. So it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So in that time, what was the Isser? Don't make these the Chatzer, don't make your backyard like the Chatzer and the Mishkan and the Menorah. It was all Mishkan dimensions. So what happened when the Beis HaMikdash was built? The Isser changed. Now you can't build like the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. And Bayis Sheni was different than Bayis Rishon. So what's the Isser? Which dimensions? All of them? It doesn't say that anywhere. You can't build dimensions like in the Mishkan or Bayis Rishon or Bayis Sheni. Or if you read Yechezkel, Bayis Shlishi. But they're all Isser. He says, let me ask you. The Mishnah says in Maseches Shavuos that Bezdin is allowed to add on, to expand the area of the Azara. So what? So the Isser changes? Now you can't build it bigger, and before you couldn't build it smaller? So says the Minchas Chinuch, I'm very scared to say this, because I'm being makel in an Isser Daraisa and Isser Kares. But what can I do? I think this is what the halacha is. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I think the Isser only applies at a time when there is that structure that is there then. During Bayis Rishon, the Isser was to build something like Bayis Rishon. During Bayis Sheni, the Isser was to build something like Bayis Sheni. Nowadays, there's no such Isser. That's the Minchas Chinuch's big kula. Lule de Mistafina. He says the din is because how would you understand this? During Shiloh, the Isser was to build like Shiloh. By Sheni, like by Sheni, by Shlishi. Avala inna kiva de Bavodaseno harabim ein mishamshin lefanav efshar de ein bechlal lavaze. It's possible there is no such lot. That's a big chiddush the Minchas Chinuch has, that maybe there is no Isser bezmanazep of building these forms. There is the Meshech Chachma discusses a story, this Chazal as well. Oh, he's Medayik. Let's say the question first. He's Medayik. He says, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, again, Daf Mem Gimel, you can't build Tavnes Heichal Achsadra, Tavnes Ulam Chaser, Tavnes Azara, Shulchan, Tavnes Shulchan, Menorah, Tavnes Menorah. It doesn't say Mizbeach, Tavnes Mizbeach. That's the Meshech Chachma's Diyak. It says all the other Kalim. Doesn't say Mizbeach Tavnes Mizbeach. He says maybe this answers a question. In Yehoshua, in Perachav Beis, after Yehoshua finally got everybody settled, he sends Reuven, Gad, and Chatzishev and Manasseh back. He says, thank you for helping us. Now you can go back. You promised that you would help us. You helped us. Now you can go back. On the way back, when they get back, they build a big Mizbeach. Reuven, Gad, and Chatzishev and Manasseh build a big Mizbeach, and the rest of Klal Yisrael get very scared, and they send Pinchas to ask, what is going on here? How could you build this Mizbeach? And they say, no, we only built it to make sure our children don't forget Hashem. It says in Perek HaBeis Pasuk Yud, Shem Mizbeach Al Yardi Mizbeach Gadol Amare. Built a huge Mizbeach. Ask them, and then they were calmed down. Pinchas says, oh, it's okay, they're still with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could they build a Mizbeach? How can they build it? It's an Israel, Sasaniti. You can't build a menorah, you can't build a menorah. You can't. So says the Meshech Chachma, it doesn't say Mizbeach, Tavnes Mizbeach. Doesn't say that. Maybe there is no Isser regarding Mizbeach for some reason. He goes another a couple of other ideas why Dafka, it wouldn't be a problem. Maybe the only Isser is if you have in mind to use it outside the Beis HaMikdash. The menorah lahadlikbo, shulchan lahaniach bo lechem, mechein kulam. Right, so that could be a heter also for some shuls which have a seven-branch menorah. Because you don't, they have kavana just to have it up as a decoration, not to use it. But either way, the Meshech Chachma brings up that story in Yeshua, Perachav Beis, trying to work out exactly how it fits with this Isser. Okay, there's a couple of other items. They're in Os Yud Gimel. Do you have to be Moser Nefesh for this? This is Abizrayu Davodah Zarah. When do you give Hasra'a for this Avera? In Os Yud Dalet, he talks about right before somebody's making a bus, it takes him a week. When do you give Hasra'a? So he says right before he finishes it. Because that's when the Isser kicks in, when it's completed. So he talks about these discussions, but it's a very important issue, very halachal ha-maisa, related to some cases that sometimes we don't think about, relating to dolls and trophies, and we didn't even get to, just mention one more line, we spoke about it a little bit by Pesel, what about the sun and the moon? Drawing suns and moons, the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, only people or us are three-dimensional, but sun and the moon, even a picture. If I draw a beautiful picture of the sun and the moon, it's a problem. Poskim or Mechalek, Rav Vosner writes in a tshuva, and other posts can quote this, the moon, even half of a moon is Aser, because that's what we see. The sun, generally we see the whole sun. So where does this come up? Let's say you want to take a picture of a sunset. Besides drawing it, what about a picture of a sunset? So a number of poskim say, maybe it's best to wait for the sun to be a little bit under the horizon, so I don't get the entire sun. Because if I have the whole sun, it could be a problem of Lasasin Iti. And the Shulchan Aruch says, even if it's not boletes, even if it's shokas, to watch the sunset, fine. But to take a picture of it, which gives it, which is a creation, so that could be included in the Isser of, which is discussed here in Os Chesed and Minchas Chinuch. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue Bez Hashem tomorrow.